Well, here we go, live from the No Panic Zone on a Monday. It's the 1st of June. Good to have you here. It's incredible how unimportant COVID-19 has become in just a couple of days, isn't it? Yeah, suddenly not that important anymore because it's waning. Detroit among the cities facing mandatory curfews because of widespread violence across the nation. Number one, across the nation, liberal cowards are hiding as their cities burn. People like AOC are actually trying to justify the lawlessness, leaving people, including law enforcement officers, dead in the streets. The acts of brutality and attempted murder are enough to make you sick to your stomach. But AOC and her Antifa friends rationalizing and saying, we deserve this in some way. And for anybody who would ask, why do you need an AR-15? Hey, I've got a few answers for you on that one. Got a couple of things I'd like to show you as to why we need that AR-15. Yeah, no question as to why we need that. Let's see here. Let me start with this, and then we'll get on to some other things. But the George Floyd protest, which I support. I support the protest because I support the freedom of speech and I support the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. I do not, however, support throwing bricks through the windows of shoe shops or setting fire to St. John's Cathedral in D.C., or St. Patrick's in New York. This makes no sense. Beating to a pulp business owners in the streets, nearly killing them, makes no sense. Now, I can't support that. I think that we need law and order in that regard. We need it now. More than 40 cities now involved in this. Detroit and Chicago, Austin and San Diego, Columbus and, of course, Minneapolis. A relatively calm day gave way to another night of unrest in Minneapolis in the wake of George Floyd's death, while protesters and police clashed at demonstrations across the U.S. for the sixth straight night. The police chief of Minneapolis apologizing to Floyd's family. He said firing Derek Chauvin, the officer seen holding his knee to Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes, resulting in his death, and the other three officers involved in the incident was the right thing to do. Governor Tim Walz announcing that State Attorney General Keith Ellison would lead the prosecution in the Floyd case, but at the same time, Ellison's son supporting the protesters that are burning Minneapolis. In fact, he's a member of Antifa. A proud moment for Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota. What would otherwise be peaceful protests continued to be marred by violence. The Minneapolis Department of Public Safety confirming a semi-truck drove into a group of protesters on I-35. They say peaceful protesters, you're standing in the middle of the interstate. The driver beaten as he was taken from the truck, but good God, he's just trying to do his job. Elsewhere, vandalism, looting across the country. A federal officer killed in Oakland. Other police officers hurt. The president taken briefly to the bunker in the White House because protesters were getting too close to the White House. 60 Secret Service officers were injured in all of it over the past 3 days. The NYPD targeted in the violent riots across New York City and on and on and on. But let's talk about something really positive for a moment. Can we do that? Because when it comes to law and order, they, the mayors of these cities, ought to take control of their cities, but they're too cowardly to do the right thing. They're more willing to allow their cities to burn and be destroyed than to do the right thing. All of these cities controlled by Democrats and so forth. So let's talk about something more positive. And that's the launch of the NASA SpaceX joint venture, putting America back in the game of space exploration and a world leader in space exploration, as we should be. Of course, the liberals will call that, you know, colonizing space. Those damn Americans, you know, they're taking over space. It's not theirs. Easy, folks. Take your medication. Bite number four. It's good news from the president. Bite four. Go.
4 years ago, this place was essentially shut down. Space program was over. The shuttle program was dead. One of the Secret Service men said they were here with the past administration. I won't tell you who. And they were here to shut down the facility. And now we're the leader in the world again. And this is just the beginning. They're going to Mars. They go to the moon, but they're going to the moon in order to go to Mars. It's a platform Jim, would you say that's a correct statement?
That's right.
Jim, I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate the vice president.
And so if you missed it, I want you to hear it. I want you to feel it. I want you to understand what greatness feels like, what doing big things feels like, because it's important. Bite number six, here's the countdown and the ignition of the SpaceX NASA joint operation. Here you go.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
America has launched. So rises the new era of American spaceflight, and with it the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream. 20 seconds into flight, stage one propulsion is nominal.
Isn't that just cool? I mean, I just think that it's spectacular. Jim Bridenstine is the NASA administrator. He, of course, beaming over the launch and the future of the American space program, because sometimes you can't look at COVID-19, and sometimes you can't look at the looting and the nonsense in the street that the Democrats are allowing to go on in their cities while they turn their back and let people run wild like animals in the street. That's fine. But sometimes you have to look at something good. Jim Bridenstine is that man at bite number five, the NASA administrator talking about the launch and the future of the American space program. Go.
We now have an administration that is fully supportive of our space flight initiatives, not just on the exploration, discovery, going to the moon, onto Mars, but also from a Space Force perspective. Our budgets are going up. Things are strong. And today was just just an amazing day. You know, one of the things the president did right out of the gate when he became president is he created what's called the National Space Council. And he put the vice president as chairman of the National Space Council. And on that National Space Council, you've got the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Commerce, the Secretary of Transportation, the Secretary of Education, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all of these different amazing individuals that deal with space day in and day out. A lot of people don't realize how many parts of the federal government deal with space.
And there you go. A new era. A new era. SpaceX and NASA. A new era for American space exploration. So tip your hat there. It's a way, by the way, we can get our hands on the whole program and beat the Chinese. I like that idea. I hope you do as well. I like the idea of beating the Chinese. Basically at everything going forward. At everything going forward, we will beat the Chinese. We will compete, and we won't just compete. We will win. And that's the point. Good idea. Meanwhile, as I glance up, National Guard soldiers arriving all over the country in places like Philadelphia and elsewhere, and the National Guard being brought in to stop the violence in these cities from these Antifa protests. Time to bring those under control. Why don't you put the pink hats on, everybody, and, you know, get in the party mood. It's about your speed, anyway. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show. It's the No Panic Zone. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at Mall.
Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.